I'm going to speak, and Doug is going to speak after me, about what we've done to try to convey information, how to get environmental health information to people who can use it to make decisions. And that's, since I'm assuming many people in this room try to do that in some way. You know some stuff, you'd like to have policymakers know it so they can take some action. And that's what we've tried to do for several years now. We put on sessions with state legislators. Now, where I work at the University of Iowa, and I work for two different federal centers, and both of them require us to do outreach kind of stuff. So on one side, you get these science cafes where you go have coffee and have a scientist talk to you, you know, that kind of stuff. Maybe people do that. But the other is what I'm going to talk about now, and that is put together sessions. There are four legislators and legislative staff, but we get an awful lot of legislators themselves. And we've been doing it in the Midwest region. I'm from the University of Iowa. I was in the Iowa legislature. It seems natural. We've done one in Springfield. The last one we did was here in Illinois. Also done one in Chicago. You can see where we've done them. A couple in Iowa. Then we've also done Minnesota as well, and we're looking now to work in Ohio. And the idea is that you put together a day and a half program and then have those policymakers attend those sessions. And we get not huge numbers, but so in that first one, 11 legislators, I didn't count the number of staff people, and there were roughly 20 people each time. So we put together some topics that we think are going to be interesting, and National Council of State Legislatures, which is Doug's organization, and he's going to speak next, have some ideas. We have some ideas. We try to put together things that are environmental health, that are going to be interesting to the state legislators, but we also try to put together stuff that we know something about. And so every time we do one, PCBs becomes one of the issues. Because I have a center that works on PCBs. But the other kinds of things tend to be things that in this room are probably pretty familiar. Radon, climate change, renewable energy, biofuels, all of these things depend on us knowing something about it, and also thinking it's going to be interesting. And we've pulled other policy people together on this, and the last couple of times we've also worked with the American Lung Association. They have some similar ideas that we have, and we put together a list of speakers. Speakers generally then come from my university, because Doug and I have been doing this for a long time. We also get, when we don't have any expertise on that, we find other people from around, generally around the Midwest, but we go beyond that also. We always make sure that NGOs are part of this and industry. NCSL is an organization that you can't do something without have industry representatives. We try to make sure that they talk science and don't talk trying to lobby, but we find that we get interesting dialogues going. We share the funding. We have funding from the NIH system. We cannot support state legislators, avoiding the L word. We can't lobby, and we keep being told that by my bosses and Triangle Park, that are you sure you're not lobbying? And I tell them, no, we're not lobbying. This is science, damn it. And we are trying to tell people about science. If they make action, that's good, but that isn't what we're doing. And sometimes things do lead to legislation. And when we were in Des Moines, we also got to speak to the Senate committee on, I'm forgetting the name of the committee, but that one had jurisdiction over radon, state government committee. And they actually passed a piece of legislation that year. So sometimes things happen like that. But in general, we've been trying to tell legislators about coming issues. PCBs in schools, it's getting big. It's getting bigger all the time. This is going to be maybe not, it's going to be big, believe me. Renewable energy, of course, and we've been doing this since about 2007. We could actually see things happen in a couple states where we've spoken. Now, we can't take credit for that necessarily, but we are talking about issues that are current, that are topical, that have some interest of from state legislators. And since we started this at the University of Iowa, I've been trying to move this on to other organizations, other NIH-funded places, and there are a bunch of them around. And Robin from Texas is one of the people that we're talking to. But we bring in speakers from other centers like ours to try to get them interested. The people you see up here were all at the big meeting of state legislators in Seattle in August, where we made presentations on water quality, PCBs in schools. Again, I always talk about PCBs. And here we are in Chicago. So I think there is a need, because many legislative bodies meet periodically. You may think they're always in session, but they aren't. Many times in states like mine, there's very little staff support. I had one person while I was in session, and then after that, I didn't have anybody. So you always do your stuff yourself, which means that I'm the information gatherer for myself. You will find that you'll get a crowd if you put on something like this. People will come to it because they're surprisingly interested, and that's why they ran for office. Most state legislators do not get paid very much money at all, and they're there because they're trying to do something about whatever it is. They listen very well to local people. They're used to that because those are the people who elect them. Consequently, when I come to a state like Illinois, I want to make sure that somebody from some institution in Illinois is on that panel. They tend to listen to that. And that is what my part of this. And now we can probably move to Doug, unless there's any, I can't imagine there's a question yet, because I haven't really told you enough. Listen to Doug, he'll tell you the second part of this.
Thank you, David.